as we approach Palm Sunday, think of the whole progress and process of Jesus coming to Jerusalem. The whole stage has been set over 3 years of his ministry, stage that has its villains, its heroes, its walk-on parts, and its inconsequential elements. But for us, it is the story, the event, that matters most. And so we come to our service for Palm Sunday with hope, with expectation, with uncertainty, with faith. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Sisters and brothers in Christ, during Lent we have been preparing for the celebration of our Lord's death and resurrection. Today we begin this solemn celebration in union with Christians throughout the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem in triumph to complete his work as our Saviour, to be rejected, to suffer and die, and to be raised from the dead. Let us go with him in faith and love, so that, united with him in our sufferings, we may share his risen life. Let us pray. O Lord, whether we have palms or simply our thoughts to bring to this Palm Sunday, we pray that we may know within our lives a sign of his victory. May we who carry those palms and that life ever hail him as King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. With all the faithful, may we enter the New Jerusalem in triumph, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John, from chapter 12, reading from verse 9. Onwards. It follows on from Jesus arriving at Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your kingdom is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. So the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify. It was also because they heard that he had performed this sign that the crowd went to meet him. The Pharisees said to one another, "You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." The world has gone after him. But at times it feels as though the world has drifted away. Nay, not drifted, but positively run from the Church of Jesus Christ. At this time, as we focus on our need before God, then we have to say, God, save the King. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom he is bringing. Because that is the nature of our existence. We are people called to celebrate his coming, to celebrate his kingship, no matter how we may feel at any given moment. This coming Easter Sunday is predicted to be the peak day for COVID-19. In this country. Ironically, the day when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord will also be, if the prediction is correct, the day when most people in this country will have died from this illness. It is tragic. It also says something about the nature of our presence with Christ at this time, that we walk with him not expecting a miraculous rescue. We walk with him to the garden, to the high priest's house, to Herod's palace, to Pilate's injustice, on to Golgotha, not expecting rescue, hoping, yes, praying, certainly, but expecting, no, because the world doesn't respect such expectation. Does God? That is another question. But what we can say is that God rewards faith. God blesses hope. And so we walk with Jesus that walk of Holy Week. That walk that starts with the triumphal entry with cries of the people and hatred from the powers that were. We come because we are commanded to come. We come because we are compelled to come, for the one who leads us leads on, and so we follow. Palm Sunday is the entry to the most important event of the Christian year, the most important event of Christ's life. It's lovely to celebrate Christmas. Wonderful to know different moments of celebration throughout the year, but this is what it is about. Walking forward with the Lord, crying out his power and his passion, his care and his compassion, saying, God, save the King, for he is coming. And there's the rub. Did God save the King? It certainly didn't look that way. as it says within our reading, it wasn't until Christ was glorified that the disciples started to understand what had been going on. So we go forward, not in understanding, but in hope. Not in firmness, but in weakness. Not in fiery certainty, but in honest uncertainty. Knowing that faith is all we have. But that faith changes everything. God is with us. His Spirit is near. Let us open our hearts and minds in prayer that the Spirit may carry our words to the Godhead. Lord, we come to you. We come to you in hope. We come to you in fear and trembling. And we pray. Eternal God, in your tender love toward the human race, you sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take our flesh and to suffer death upon a cross. Grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and share in the glory of his resurrection through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, we pray for all of those who are engaged in work to save lives at this time. All of those who provide support services. All of those who continue to work, even at risk to themselves. We pray your protection upon your people, your power that it may be present, and your love that it may fill every heart and every life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers, and let our cries of hope, of faith, and of need come unto you. We pray. Amen.